No. Related to this is also the question of where are we heading with chemo prevention. And we just had the most recent data from the ATAC trial comparing anastrozole to tamoxifen in invasive breast cancer. And that was just presented at the San Antonio meeting. What were your thoughts about that presentation, specifically in terms of what they saw with more follow-up in terms of both second breast cancers and endometrial cancer?
Well, I think that clearly the results are holding up long term, and whether or not there would be a quote unquote carryover effect with aromatase inhibitors the way we've seen with tamoxifen in terms of long term reduction in contralateral cancer and long term survival benefits, I think was a question in people's mind. And this 100 month data suggests that the same carryover effect is present, and I think that's reassuring. Certainly, the difference in the survival curves has not become any more impressive than it ever was over this increased period of time, and it's relatively modest. I think the idea that the osteoporosis fracture problem appears to stabilize over time is also reassuring, although it still doesn't get you past the problem of an increased risk of osteoporosis in the early treatment period, which is something that I think needs monitored and is more of an issue in the chemo prevention setting. And then I think you have the side effect comparison, and certainly most of the side effect profile of the aromatase inhibitors appears to be preferable to that of tamoxifen, with the exception of the bone and joint problems, which for some women are very significantly disabling. So I think certainly it makes sense to test this as a chemo prevention question, as is going on in DCIS patients, where we're really going to get the answers of balancing out when you have a very low event rate, whether or not there's the same advantage for AIs that you see in invasive cancer, where the risk of breast cancer death is clearly the main driver of benefit. So I still have an open mind on that. It's not something, by and large, that I would prescribe as a chemo preventive at this time. I don't believe that's an appropriate indication right now.